Mom, please, I need to talk about this.
Kim's mother had her shoulder-length gray hair pinned back, her face wrinkled from days in the sun. She had light blue eyes and was wearing one of her faded blue shirts, buttoned up, and flowing cotton pants. She had brewed a pot of tea and was filling two mugs. What's to talk about, Kim? It was years ago. She didn't look up at Kim as she walked around her.
Harold!
She called out to Kim's father, who had disappeared down the hall after finishing breakfast when Kim arrived. She heard her father shout back from wherever he was, and she had to roll her eyes. Nothing changed. Her mother shouted for her father shouted back, and neither one of them met in the middle. It was a wonder she hadn't gone deaf growing up.
I made tea. Would you like some?
Her mother shouted to wherever he was in the house. Whatever her father shouted back had her mother mumbling under her breath as she wandered back into the kitchen. I swear that man is going to land in an early grave, the amount of coffee he downs. I try to get him to ease back, have some herbal tea, but he won't even try it.
Mom, please, this is important. I need to know the truth, Kim said.
Seriously, her mother, sometimes she wanted to shake her. She would brush off Kim's feelings, sometimes telling her how she should think or feel, as if she had the right to tell anyone. Clarice Howard could make her so angry, dismissing her feelings every time she turned to her. What her mother did instead was tell her what she should be doing. Kim hated that. That was why she never talked to her mother. Why couldn't she understand that? Clarice sighed and rested her hands on the counter, her expression letting Kim know she had 100 other things to do. Fine. She swayed a bit and then shrugged helplessly, lifting her hands in the air. I don't know, Kim. It was so long ago. A lifetime, really. Did I talk to him? Maybe. I don't remember. He called so often, Kim. When you weren't here, I'd write it down and put it on the fridge. She slapped her hand down on the counter so hard, her mom jumped and her eyes widened.
Stop it, Mom! I loved Bruce, and you were the one who told me it was time to move on. You kept inviting Craig over when I didn't want him here. You knew what Bruce meant to me, how upset I was when he didn't come home at Thanksgiving. Did you know I went over to his parents, behaving like a fool, trying to find out where he was, why he didn't come home? His parents both looked at me with sympathy. It was mortifying. Worse, they seemed embarrassed by my carrying on when I cried, hearing from them that he'd gone away for 6 months, saying he was saving so many, doing a wonderful thing. All I could think about was that he'd left me, walking away as if I were nothing. I believed I meant nothing to him.
Her mom pursed her lips and took a breath.
Kim, Bruce made his choice to leave, going off to another country for how long, and you were supposed to sit here and wait for him?
Clarice was shaking her head. She looked up when Kim's dad walked in. He was taller than her mom, broad-shouldered, with silver hair thinning on top. He had dressed the same as he did every day, a long-sleeved shirt buttoned up even in this heat, the same plain brown work pants that had seen better days. He took in both of them.
What's going on?
He said, rubbing Kim's shoulder. Her dad had always been the one she could talk to, but then he'd often let her mom step in and do all the child rearing, as he called it. He had a farm to run while her mom ran the house and raised his daughter.
Oh, Kim has got a bee in her bonnet about Bruce Siegel. She's harping on about something that happened when she was just a kid 20 years ago.
Kim watched the expression on her mom's face as she looked to her dad.
Some phone call.
Hmm, was all her dad said, as if this really wasn't an issue.
It wasn't just a phone call, Mom, and you know that. Bruce called to tell me he wouldn't be coming home, and had been invited on a mission to South Africa for 6 months. If I'd known...
You'd what, Kim? Her mom snapped, interrupting her. Her dad glanced over his shoulder to her and her mom while pouring himself a coffee. You'd be waiting here still alone, her mom continued, pining away for a man who's moved on to see the world.
You seem to forget I am alone,